Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
This Sunday is the big Grey Cup here in Toronto. Argos are playing.
Right.
A lot of people are going to be watching. A lot of people are going to be throwing parties. And as you know, these parties tend to be filled with not necessarily the healthiest of foods. So I thought I'd give you a call to see if you can maybe help us out with some alternatives. So what are some things people can do to have a fun party but still be relatively healthy?
Well, you know, this weekend is sort of a free-for-all for most people, but nobody wants to pay the price on Monday or Tuesday, and either, you know, they're not coming to work because they're feeling so lousy. So, first of all, some of the traditional things, you know, chips and dip, right? I mean, that's just a standard. So the key thing you could do there is you know, play around with some baked chips, like Pop Chips are great. Lay's has Pop Chips. And instead of the high-fat, like ranch dressing, serve it up with some salsa, some hummus even, with veggies, add some veggies to it. So, you know, eating tons of fried chips is really going to put on the weight and the calories. The other thing is pizza is a huge thing. And traditionally, you know, we have the thick crust pizza, and now we've got the crust stuffed with hot dogs and cheese and everything you can imagine. Your best bet is to get a thin crust pizza. You know, have cheese, have veggies on it, even have some ham. But, you know, really be careful of the sausage, which is really high fat. And you don't need all that bread. The thin crust really tastes good. So, you know, my attitude is, you can still have everything you love, just in a little bit of, you know, moderation and variation. Now, nachos, killer. You know, you got the deep fried tortilla chips, cheese or cheese whiz over it, and you got sour cream, guacamole. I mean, you're looking at 2 days of sodium and about 2 days of fat and about a day of calories in one nachos dish. So what I love to serve is sometimes a bruschetta. You can buy frozen ones in the supermarket or just make your own bruschetta with some chopped tomatoes, a little Parmesan cheese and garlic. That's outstanding. Wings, another typical thing. Now, most wings tend to be battered and deep fried. So, you know, you're looking at 4 to 6 being, you know, half a day's worth of your calories. If you go to the roasted or rotisserie wings, you're doing a lot better. You cut the fat and calories by about half. So again, I'm telling you not to not enjoy the wings, but just pick the better ones. And again, popcorn, be careful. You know, if you're making it home or you're buying the stuff with a lot of the butter in the bags, not so good for you. I go to Colonel's and I'll buy something called butter salt that's got very little sodium and very little calories and fat. And I buy a huge bag of that and serve it to my company when they come over. So... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go on. I was going to say, those are a lot of really good tips. And it sounds like it's basically just making the little sort of differences here and there that can make a big difference in what you eat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not telling people to become vegetarians or vegans on this holiday. I mean, I like to eat too. But let's say if you love smoked meats, well, smoked meat, not only high in fat, they're a killer in sodium. You know, you could do meatballs. You could do a roasted turkey. You could do a nice pasta with bolognese sauce. Avoid the piggies in a blanket when you're getting that, you know, that buttery lard crust with little hot dogs. Watch the ribs. The ribs are also a killer. But honestly, you will wake up Monday morning feeling better and refreshed than feeling lousy and having to let your pants out.
Yeah, no kidding. What about, I know a lot of things are, if you're going to pig out, you should maybe get your workout in before or after. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Oh, man, yeah. Like, you know, the weekend comes, you know, it's like people go on holidays. You know, I always say, you know, it's one day. Don't give up the whole routine of exercise. You know, make sure you get out and you do something, because the worst thing you can do is be sitting in front of that TV set for, I don't know, how many hours is it, 4 hours, and eating nonstop, because you're going to see a 2 to 3 pound increase on the scale, which is not always fat. It's a lot of sodium. You're holding a lot of sodium. Get out and do something physically. Even during a commercial, jump up and down. But keep up the exercise on the weekend, because honestly, you'll really reduce. You'll be able to, you know, burn off some of those calories that you're eating, even if you don't want to listen to what I say.
That's a lot of good advice, Rose. And I was just wondering, what's your particular favorite to have at a party like this?
Oh, when I have a party like this, I love to have, I surround it by tons of veggies. I do hummus. I do even really nice tortillas, and I do tortilla pizzas. And I don't cook that much, but I really stay away from the high-fat stuff. Like, I get away from the chips and the dip. I really don't care for that. But I love to have chili. Chili's a great thing for Grey Cup. It's fantastic. I serve it just over some rice or some quinoa. But a nice beef chili is sensational. And it's really healthy, and it's going to fill up your family and your friends if they're over. So kind of pay a little bit of attention to it. I just wouldn't go through the middle aisles of the supermarket and pick up all the junk you can find for the weekend. Try to think a little healthier.
Well, that's it. I made up my mind. I'm coming to your house for the Grey Cup on Sunday.
Good. Come on over. Join the group.
Great. That's perfect. Thanks very much, Rose. That's exactly
Thanks
what
we
were looking for. Thank you.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye.